Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, a TikTok warning, getting air and middle seats. They're all coming up right after this.
It's not Oprah. It's not Geraldo. It's not Ricky or Sally. It's Obvious. This week on Obvious, Monday, Mr. Obvious talks to single women.
Now, let me get this straight. You're 28 years old and you're not married? Settle down.
Then Tuesday, it's couples who don't see eye to eye on Obvious.
So you mean to tell me that you come home in the evening and one of you wants to watch the news, but the other wants to see Wheel of Fortune?
All right, hold down. People who don't use coupons on Wednesdays, Obvious.
You just throw the whole ad section of the Sunday paper in the trash? One at a time.
Thursday, Mr. Obvious confronts people who break all the rules.
Now, just wait a ding-dong minute here. You're saying that you sometimes watch PBS and you're not paying membership dues?
No, I don't. And I really doubt if I ever will.
And Friday, it's a special Obvious as a man reveals one of his innermost secrets in front of a shocked studio audience.
Well, Mr. Obvious, this one time I was hurrying to get ready for work, and I really had to go, so I piddled right there in the shower.
Now, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to watch your language.
In the sea of talk shows out there, your choice is Obvious.
You say your teenagers are unruly, unpredictable, moody, and don't listen to you. Settle down.
The all-new Obvious Show. It's new.
You go, girlfriend.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin. There's Josh Arnold. Ace Cosby's here.
Waiting for that surprise.
I say Chick this 100 times. Why do you complicate everything?
And here's Tom.
It's what I do.
Yes.
Well, you do right. It very well.
Thank you. I've been hearing about that all weekend.
Oh, sorry about that.
I can't imagine
poor why. I'm the complicator.
I'm the complicator.
We have a huge surprise coming up. It will be in about 15 minutes. I'm telling you, Chick, you may be the only one that appreciates it because you are a man of a certain level of culture.
You mean white trash?
No.
I think he's calling you white trash.
I think he is.
No, I'm saying you are a man. You are a cultured man.
I am not, but okay.
Well, you'll see.
I am. All right.
I know you have an interest in history, and our surprise involves history.
Okay.
I'm so excited about this.
Should we do Today in History early?
No.
Does that have anything to do with Today in History?
No.
Oh. It's just Halloween?
Is it befitting Halloween?
It is befitting Halloween.
All right.
Okay.
Is it a snack?
Is it a snack?
It's not always food.
No, it's not. Could we just move forward?
Is it Jamie Lee Curtis?
No.
Is it Jamie Lee Curtis?
Naked in Trading Places? No. Could we? Christy, what have you got?
Experts are warning people against trying a new TikTok trend that involves taping your mouth shut at night. According to CNN, some TikTok users claim that taping your mouth closed while you sleep forces you to breathe through your nose, which they say prevents snoring, improves oral health, and improves sleep.
They're not wrong.
Sleep specialist Dr. Raj Dasgupta warns that the trend is potentially dangerous, especially if you have obstructive sleep apnea. While he said that nasal breathing is healthier, there is, quote, limited evidence on the benefits of mouth taping.
Hmm. You think?
I don't know.
Well,
couldn't you die?
Well, you can die walking down the street, can't you?
That's right.
I think if you couldn't breathe, you would startle yourself enough that you would rip the tape off.
You get hit by a bus, you could die. Yeah. Right?
Your natural survival.
Remember, these are the people that brought you sunning your taint. Remember this? This was a TikTok thing.
And the doctors all agreed that was a great idea.
Stand outside and get whatever it is, vitamin, what is it? Vitamin D on your balls. And it's incredibly stupid. And I remember there was the doctor that, what was her name? Her doctor, Spunt. What was her name?
Yeah.
Gunter, what? Wasn't it?
Gunter.
Gunter?
Sorry, it was Dr. Gunter.
Yeah,
I think it actually is Gunter, but yeah.
Is it Gunter? Well, it's definitely, okay. Yeah, that was the story about tanning your taint, and you're not supposed to do that. And this is where this thing comes in about whatever it is, taping your mouth shut at night. What an incredibly bad idea.
Does anyone else find it ironic that we're doing this job and we can't talk to him? Isn't that odd?
Did you know scientists, they've been studying this for a while. I read this article. They said you can actually breathe. If you're underwater, you can get like 30 seconds of air from your anus. Like if all your airways.
Is it yours or your dive buddies?
You do have to put your lips to your dive buddies and inhale.
You got
to
be really,
let it rip, Al.
You got to be really flexible too.
You do have to. By the way, that article may or may not exist.
Yeah. Do you have a song for
song
us?
Song about anus breathing?
Well, do you want to talk about tanning your taint? What was the name of the actor who did that? It was
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin.
That's right.
Is that your song?
No.
Oh.
I think you're going to enjoy this, though.
But nothing could be finer than some sun on your vagina in the morning. Nothing could be sweeter than to tan under your peter in the morning. Oh, well, the sun don't normally shine between the beehole and the naughties. Get some rays on that behind. Oh, you trendy hotties. Man, you gotta see them tanning their perineum in the morning. Legs up in the air with no panties on down there makes me horny. Oh, ladies, tan your taints, if only for a day. That big vitamin D energy is coming your way. Nothing could be finer than some sun on your vagina in the morning.
He really means it.
I do mean it.
Get the brown eye into the sky.
Oh, thank you.
Good.
Oh, how I love you.
Oh.
What is it about you doing? It made me really uncomfortable.
Well, he really embodies.
Because he loves it.
Just because he's famous doesn't mean he needs to bleach his anus.
In the morning.
Okay, I found the original article. Experts are warning against the TikTok trend called perineum sunning.
We got it.
Well,
just a second. I did not get the name of the doctor
Gunter.
Correct.
Yeah. What is it?
It's Dr. Gunter. We
no,
had
it's
it.
A different doctor.
Oh, who's this one?
It's I'm not kidding. I'm totally serious. It's Dr. Stephanie Uwe.
Oh.
The pronouncer says long U U double E.
Okay.
Dr. Stephanie Uwe.
She's a witch doctor, though.
No, she says this is a classic example of social media medical misinformation, which may be damaging or dangerous.
Yeah, well.
Thank you, Dr. Stephanie.
If that scares you.
What's her last name again?
Uwe. It's spelled O-O-I, and it says, according to the pronouncer here, it's long U and then double E. So it's Dr.
Uwe.
Uwe. Ooh-wee, doctor.
Ooh-wee.
These are all good.
Very good.
This is all.
She gets tired of hearing them. Oh, Dr. Ooey.
Oh, yeah. She gets a lot of sea cruise.
Yeah, a lot of sea cruise jokes.
See you next Tuesday.
And then, you know, some guy's on a date with her. I'll tell you what, I got ooey gooey.
Oh, boy. Ooey gooey.
Mm. Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I'm sorry, Chris, are we ruining your life?
No, not at all. I'm just, if you think TikTok's ruining your life, get ready, because an increasing number of Americans are getting their news from TikTok. According to the Pew Research Center, the share of U.S. adults who say they regularly get news from TikTok tripled in the past 2 years.
That stinks, man.
The Pew.
Yeah. About 26% of American adults under the age of 30 say they regularly get news on TikTok, compared with 10% of those 30 to 49, 4% of those 50 to 64, and just 1% of those 65 and older.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, I think
so.
It's
I'm sorry. What were the lower numbers? I mean, excuse me. What were the higher numbers for young people?
Under 30, it's 26%.
Oh, okay. It's not.
That's so a quarter of the people get all of their news from TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Well, I don't know.
I want to see, what's her name? Nora O'Donnell, maybe David Meir, Lester Holt, doing some TikTok dance to start the news. Tragedy in Korea.
Oh, my goodness.
Went with that one. All right, well. Hey,
I think we could have avoided that.
You can't say he's not topical, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
There's a bridge.
Sorry. Oh, you're going to go to India now, are you? Jesus.
No, I'm just saying the absurdity of getting your news off of TikTok. I mean, come on.
Powerball jackpot. Keeps getting bigger. $1 billion at stake tonight.
And Leonard's getting larger.
Thank you. You know that was, Pat?
I don't.
Really?
I don't.
You've never seen Airplane?
The fog is getting thicker. I don't have it memorized. I've seen
well,
it.
You got it. It's like, there isn't a bad
I
moment of
every
movie.
Man had every line of Airplane memorized.
You should.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Virgin Airlines of Australia launching what they call a middle seat lottery to increase the number of passengers willing to fly in the dreaded middle seat.
Just as long as they end with a fist fight.
Virgin Australia announced Tuesday it will offer a special raffle worth $145,000 only to passengers who sit in the middle seat.
Just get rid of the middle seats. All planes.
They're not going to do that.
I'd rather be in the middle of a human centipede than in the middle seat of an airplane.
It's okay.
Wow, nothing from you, a-holes. All right.
Well,
I think this is a great idea.
I don't mind the middle seat. Do you mind the middle
what?
Seat?
What? Are you kidding me? What do you like about it?
The
discomfort?
I said I don't
You can
mind.
Cup a feel either way of the groin of the person next to you.
I mean, if
provided
I was,
they're over 18.
If I was
unless you're flying over certain parts of Southeast Asia, then that drops to 14.
Tasmania. I
you know what? I don't like that you've changed your tune on all of this airline stuff ever since your daughter started working for one.
That is true.
This is just nothing you, flight attendants are beautiful by and large.
My God.
It's unbelievable. I think it's a great idea.
You do?
Yeah, wouldn't it be? I mean, if you take an airplane, oh, you took the middle seat, then you know, a month later you get a phone call. Hey, by the way, you won
$145,000. Heck yeah!
Maybe they should expand this. Other things you could do: a screaming, crying baby bingo.
If
you're sitting next to a screaming baby, you get $1,000.
It would screaming. It'll throw him for a loop if anything like that happens. Well, apparently I got a middle seat. I don't know what that's all about. I guess I have to get to the airport 6 hours in advance and try to get a middle seat.
I like getting to the airport early. Constant source of arguing with my girl.
Wandering around.
She's not.
Why don't you take two separate cars?
We had middle seats in the way to London. Remember that? Going and coming.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. That was last minute, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
But it was worth it.
Wasn't it?
Just to see the reunion.
And Eric Clapton and Cream. I can't believe it.
Once in a lifetime experience.
That was absolutely beautiful.
Very nice.
Of course, you'd ask Pat because you've been friends with him for years.
Yeah.
Unlike any of us, decades.
Well,
we've been stuck in a room.
And
with
let's
you.
Be honest,
Pat's
was
a fan.
Pat was the sixth call that day.
Pat was a fan as soon as you said, "I'm going to see Clapton."
From what I understand, Kavanaugh didn't answer. Hastings didn't answer.
Big fan.
I didn't ask Hastings because I didn't want to get arrested at the airport. Have you ever gone through TSA with him?
Yeah. It's as amusing as anything I've ever seen.
Why don't you look and see if there's anything in the bag? Jesus, I don't have to. These people are doing their job, okay? Give them a break. They have to deal with morons all day long. And now you're giving them a hard time?
Well, they are taking away our rights, aren't they?
No, they're not. They're making safety. flying safe.
I hate the middle seat.
You love it? You love it, you damn weirdo?
I didn't say I loved it. I said I didn't mind it, jerk face.
So do you prefer the window? I assume you prefer the aisle.
I prefer sitting on the wing than in the
and
middle.
And by the
so
way.
So what if you're traveling with a lady who sits where?
I'd say to her, I paid you. What are you still doing here? Why are you traveling with me?
Sit on the middle face.
Let me tell you something. If my seat reclines, I'm reclining.
I know, you're a jerk.
Oh, no. You're a jerk.
Well, then stop being able to recline. If I can't do it,
that's because they're older seats.
Lock those seats up.
Yep. And this is extraordinarily visual.
Okay.
I understand that. No, this is radio. And
watch us on YouTube if you don't like it.
Oh, there we go. I'm going to play a little bit of music to get to set the mood. And then I would like Josh to handle the play-by-play. Explain what's happening exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Jackie. Walking into the studio and sitting down is, well, Jackie Kennedy.
Of course.
Onassis sitting here. It's Jess Hooker dressed with the pillbox hat.
Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah. Boy. The pearls, the gloves, everything.
The pink pillbox hat.
The only thing you're missing is the blood.
I know. I thought I would keep it tasteful. We're
trying to
this
get
must it. Be in the morning.
Sorry,
yeah, before the motorcade.
No, it's okay. There was a worry that the costume wouldn't arrive on time, and Tom said, if it's not here by Halloween, you can always wear it on November 22nd.
Well, now, in his defense, that sounds like a good idea.
I got the idea because, Jess, you kind of got that bouffant hair thing going.
I do wear big hair, yes.
And it's the color of Jackie on that fateful day.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you so much. I think it's just a great look.
I was trying to practice how she spoke. I thought you could do it. Yeah.
It's like a baby, actually.
Okay, I don't know if you've ever heard this, Jess. This was a television special.
Well, now, I need to tell you two, Tom mostly, that I told you that's how Jackie spoke, and you guys didn't believe me.
I didn't believe you.
And then, we heard her speaking. And
this was a huge moment in television history. Jackie Kennedy took she redesigned the interior of the White House.
Yes, that was her big project.
And they...
I think all the first ladies get that option, I believe.
But I think she did a real sort of stem to stern, the whole boat. They did a television special, and I think it aired on at least two of the networks simultaneously, I believe. This is her actual voice. This would have been, 62? Probably 1962?
Well, and that's certainly not after 63.
Yeah, no, it would have been, prior to that.
It would have been 61. Here it is.
One of the nicest things in this...
Remember this guy, by the way?
That's Charles Collingwood.
Charles Collingwood is the announcer. Here we go.
One of the nicest things in this room, to my untutored eye, is that beautiful young lady over the fireplace.
Yes. You're right. You see so many of the beautiful old vagina.
That's right.
And there.
Oh, sorry. Here's the actual.
That might be the edited version.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Tell me about the silverware and china, Mrs. Kennedy.
Well, it's not silver. It's all gold or vermeil. They used to use Monroe's knives and forks. But so many of them have been lost, so they've been copied. And the china is the Eisenhower gold china. You see, so many of the beautiful old services the president's had were destroyed and broken. So now the Truman and the Eisenhower china is all that there's enough left of to use.
In the meantime, Cuba is loading up the nukes. Jack's upstairs banging Maryland.
Yeah, but no. Tell us more about the dishes, bitch.
But here's the actual. Sorry,
yes.
This is the real one here.
One of the nicest things in this room, to my untutored eye, is that beautiful young lady over the fireplace.
You're right. You see so many of the beautiful old vaginas, and there is Monroe's vagina, and it's all embroidered in gold.
Well, wow.
Apparently, the actual version doesn't exist. I guess.
Monroe's.
From Monroe's vagina.
Okay, sorry.
Jack insisted that be.
Yes.
Dip that in gold for me.
Yeah, don't believe anything you hear. That was some very special editing. Thank you, Dean. But thanks for dressing up as Jackie, though. It's
You're
great.
You're welcome.
Doesn't she look perfect?
Yep. Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
close. Yeah.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so nice. Do you have to return the costume or do you get to keep it?
No, I purchased this. So,
so November 22.
Yeah. That's what you want me to do.
That's the Halloween costume that keeps on.
You can do the 23rd. We'll just put some circles under your eyes. And little blood.
Tear stains.
I'll play the guy who comes over. You want to get changed there, Jackie?
Somebody had to tell her that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Why don't we get you into something else?
Yeah, there's a great book about that called Death of a President by William Manchester. That's highly recommended.
A little on the nose, isn't it?
Yeah, that's too much.
Now, will you be wearing this out today?
No, of course not. I don't know. Do I walk my daughter around? And should I dress up too? Walk around in my costume?
Should.
Yeah.
Very few people are going to pick up on it.
Have her dress as John John. Just have her salute every
now and then. Yes. Oh.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.